Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
LMFM Sunday Sport. Your sport, your station.
You're welcome back to LMFM Sunday Sport. David Sheehan with you until 5 o'clock. Now, after a quiet pre-season so far, Dundalk snapped up four players this week with Hayden Muller, Cameron Elliott, Louis Annesley and Conor Malley all joining the Lilywhites in the last few days. So how is Stephen O'Donnell's squad taking shape ahead of the new season? I spoke to James Rogers earlier on to find out.
All right, James. So Stephen O'Donnell had been preaching patience, I suppose, last week to the Dundalk fans. There hadn't been a huge amount of activity in the transfer market, but he was assuring the supporters that plenty was going on in the background, as I'm sure you're probably well aware yourself. You're close to these things generally. But four new signings in the space of a few days, so things are certainly ramping up. Hayden Muller comes in, a defender. Cameron Elliott, a striker. Louis Annesley, a defender. And then Conor Malley, an attacking midfielder. So what are your thoughts on the players that have come in? I know it's just been a couple of days since they've been announced, but I'm sure you've done your research and you're up to speed with these guys. What are your impressions of this bit of business that they've done this week?
Yeah, look, it's kind of hard to know at this juncture because, look, we don't know a lot about these players. They haven't, I think as a whole, played a lot of, say, senior adult matches that you'd get a bit of an impression of them. There's an element of risk to, I suppose, any signing, but I think we just need to sort of put the faith in the management in that, you know, if you go back two seasons ago at St. Patrick's Athletic, no one had heard of Vítězslav Jaros or Alfie Lewis, and they turned into brilliant signings under Stephen O'Donnell. I think last year, this time of the year, we didn't know who Nathan Shepherd was. He turned out to be our player of the season. Similarly with the likes of Lewis McCarry, who, you know, had a great season coming in on loan from Stoke. So these guys, they're not, you know, I suppose maybe going back to the Stephen Kenny era, we'd be signing players that you'd probably know from throughout the league, and you'd have an impression, good, bad, or indifferent of them, one way or the other. But with these guys, I suppose it's a bit of learning on the job, and I think it'll be very interesting to see. I know the Dock are playing Finn Harps on Friday night in their first sort of open pre-season friendly in Oriel Park, and I think there'll be a lot of fans there on the night, intrigued to see how these guys look in the early stages.
In terms of the, aside from the actual individuals themselves, are these positions that you felt needed to be strengthened? I mean, he's kind of spread it around there almost in each position on the field. He's brought a player in. So are they the areas that you think needed a little bit of help? I suppose the obvious one for myself would be a little bit of help for Pat Hoobin up front, and Cameron Elliott is obviously a striker. But broadly speaking, are you kind of thinking that these are the areas that Stephen O'Donnell needed to strengthen in?
Yeah, like, look, I suppose a striker was an obvious one when Dave McMillan was released at the end of last season. They did struggle without Pat for goals. I know John Martin's still on the books there, but he didn't really fit that number nine role when it was required of him. So there's an element of risk with Cameron Elliott. He's an intriguing one in that he's coming from the fifth tier in Scotland, which, you know, he's quite a good goal scoring record there. I think it was 15 goals and 21 league appearances for East Kilbride. But I mean, it's not a level that we consistently see players arriving from. You know, I know that there's been probably comparisons with Gary Twigg arriving all those years ago to Shamrock Rovers, but he was coming from, you know, even Scottish League One and League Two. Although Cameron has played at that level, and for what it's worth, I know Dundalk played it behind closed doors friendly on Friday against Shelburne, and he notched one in that game. So maybe that's a good start. But yeah, I think a striker was definitely needed. Wouldn't shock me if there's another in that sort of area targeted. And then when you go through the others, I think, you know, Hayden Muller, he's someone who, you know, probably best as a centre half, but can also play right back. So it gives you that sort of versatility that maybe a Sam Bone would have had last year, and similar with Louis Ainslie, who I suppose he's probably best known in his club career as maybe a centre half, but has played, like, he's 35 caps for the Gibraltar national team, and most of them have been in a defensive midfield role. So that gives you a few options. And like that, if you're talking about straight sort of swaps, Conor Malley, you know, a creative sort of midfielder, probably fills that void that, you know, obviously Joe Adams is a player who hasn't re-signed this season, so probably fills that sort of role. So yeah, it's probably all that's needed. I think fans would probably like to see a bit more defensive sort of players in there, because obviously Brian Gartland has retired and Mark Connolly had left midway through last season, and Lewis McCarrie's obviously returned to Stoke on loan. So probably defensively and maybe in wide areas, possibly another striker, I'd say what the priority is now.
Yeah, and Sam Bone gone as well. I saw his tweet during the week, and obviously a player who was just there for one season, but, you know, did seem to make a good impression on the fans and was thanked for his contribution to the return to Europe. But when you look at the shape of the squad in total, and I know you were looking at the squads across the league during the week, but in terms of the numbers that Dundalk have now and the bodies they have in, do you see any, first of all, do you think there'll be more? Do you think they need to bring in more players? How is the squad looking at this moment in time? And if they do need to bring in more, you mentioned another striker maybe, but how do you think the squad is shaping up at this moment in time? Because the league is starting, it's not that long away, it's a month or so before we get underway.
Yeah, I think there's still a bit of work to be done. He's probably at about the 19 mark now in terms of numbers. Like, if you look to last year, he would have used 25 players across the league. So he went on record himself after Dundalk qualified for Europe that, given the injury problems they had last year, given the hope to, you know, obviously the Europe this year to contend with, and the additional games that brings about, he did say himself that he'd like a bigger squad. So on that basis, he's at least, I suppose, six signings away from being maybe where he wanted to be last year. I do think they'll get there. Obviously, they're still looking at certain players. I think the loan market will come into play. We haven't had a loan signing yet, but I think that's something more towards the end of January. I think players will naturally probably look at what their options are in the UK. But I think, you know, when that sort of window closes, it opens up possibilities to bring in players through that sort of mark. And I'd be surprised if we didn't see one or two loan signings coming into Bolton as well. But I think everyone, you know, if you look at, you know, Pats have a bit of work to do, Bowes have a bit of work to do, Drott have a bit of work to do. There's a few obviously ahead in terms of numbers, in terms of, like, I think Derry and Rovers will add, but they're more or less there in terms of their numbers, and probably more so teams like Sligo as well. I think I counted Sligo 27 on their books. So yeah, Dundalk are probably a wee bit more behind where they'd want to be in terms of, you know, with the game starting and stuff like that. But look, it's about what's available to you, I suppose, come 17th of February. And I'm sure Stephen O'Donnell will be confident of having a squad good enough to take on UCD on that night.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, and looking ahead to the season itself, I mean, let's assume that they do a bit more business and they strengthen where they need to strengthen. Let's hope that happens. What are the ambitions this year? I spoke to Stephen O'Donnell, as you know, before Christmas, and he was kind of mentioning that they needed to be sensible in terms of trying to, okay, you're trying to challenge Derry and Shamrock Rovers. Clearly, the resources that those two clubs have at the moment are ahead of Dundalk and most of the other clubs in the division. And we know Dundalk were asking and looking for new investment during the week as well. So in terms of the ambitions for the season, where do you think Dundalk are at? Do you think a title challenge is realistic, or are they still a year or so away from that?
Yeah, listen, if it's available, obviously, you'll never say no. I still think they're a bit shy in that. I think, like, with these signings, I think some will probably sink and some will probably swim. There's an element of risk that, you know, you have to take. And I think when Stephen O'Donnell spoke to you before Christmas, I think he admitted that himself, that you maybe have to take a bit of a gamble on certain players and see how they get on. I think you can kind of see that with his first initial four signings. You know, did they all have good attributes, but they're, you know, I don't think they're, with all due respect, I don't think they were massively in demand players. So they have a certain element of proving themselves to do as well. I think, look, a good year for Dundalk would be, I think, consolidating that European place. I think it does so much for you in terms of budgets, so much for you in terms of like attracting players to your club and getting to a point where you can build and form a squad that, like, I think, look, a lot of these players are signed on what they've called multi-year deals. That it's effectively a nice way of saying a one-year deal, but we've an option to keep you for longer.
Right.
So there is them, you know, if some of these do take off, you're in a good position, as I suppose we've seen with Nathan Shepherd last year, would have been on a similar situation. But, you know, to keep building on that, you need to keep hold of your Nathan Shepherds. And that's probably going to be the next challenge now, that keeping that core, you know, to be, it's too early now. Obviously, a lot of players are under contract, but the core that was there initially, some of them will have to at some point towards the end of 23, admittedly, have to sit down and weigh up their futures, and trying to keep them together, I think, will be crucial in terms of building towards a title challenge eventually.
And just as I touched on it there a moment ago, obviously the talk around investment in the Northeast for the last 6 months has been around Drogheda. But as I said there a few moments ago, Dundalk obviously looking to bring in some extra funding and extra financing as well. Do you have any line on what the situation is there? Are there any interested backers? Because, you know, we've seen the struggles that Drogheda have had in trying to get investment. But Dundalk, with European football and everything else, a far more lucrative option. Hey, we know what happened a couple of years ago with the investment they got from the US, and maybe the club doesn't want to go down that road again. But what are you hearing in terms of the sort of investment they're looking for, and if there's anybody interested?
Well, yeah, like I suppose first and foremost, like it was a case of sometimes when people hear investment, there's panic buttons. I think that, look, the club is in a reasonable place in that it's debt free, which I think in the League of Ireland it should never be taken for granted. But, you know, there is a... It's very difficult to run a League of Ireland club. I think anyone will tell you that. I know you've had, you know, the likes of Conor Hoey on in the past from Drogheda, speaking about the challenges. And look, two-thirds of Dundalk's owners are the guys from Statsport, Sean O'Connor and Alan Clark. They're running, obviously, a very, very lucrative, very successful business. And that obviously takes up a lot of time. Similarly with Andy Connolly, Fast Fix is his day to day. And look, it's hard to do everything. I think when you're dealing with a club with Dundalk as well, you're not just dealing with the here and now. There's always that, you know, the ground issue hanging over you, the pitch issue hanging over you, the legacy concern, shall we say. So, yeah, they have been putting the feelers out. I think they'd like to see investment come in. But the reality is, from what I'm hearing, is it has been certainly put out there to maybe English clubs, something similar to what Andy Pilley and Fleetwood would have done with Waterford. And on that basis, you'd have to say that Dundalk FC, in my opinion, is effectively for sale. I know the guys would like to stay involved, but equally, you have to be realistic about these things. Anyone coming in, I think, is going to want a big say in things. Certainly a 51% stake, at least, if not maybe 100, to put that sort of money in. And as I mentioned there, it's not just a case of, you know, a football club that you're investing in and run it. There is these legacy concerns that, you know, eventually Oriel Park has to become, you know, a forefront topic of, you know, are we going to improve it? How are we going to improve it? Are we going to move elsewhere? And that's maybe concerns that certain other clubs don't have. So it's a difficult prospect because in terms of weighing up what Dundalk FC is worth, obviously it is a wonderful history and legacy and all that in Irish football. But it's hard to monetize that. Like, they, you know, they don't own their ground. They've little to no assets as such. So it'll be difficult. But I think it's certainly an attractive proposition in terms of its, you know, the big thing, you know, of Europe this year. Dundalk are going to be seeded. Like I made the point during the week, Derry City on paper might be the more prepared and better looking team. But I think they'd kill for Dundalk seeding in Europe because it gives you a real chance where you're seeded. Certainly for two rounds, potentially three rounds, and the monetary rewards that can bring.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at James, interesting times ahead for sure. I'm sure we'll catch up again before the end of the season because there will undoubtedly probably be more signings coming in. So we'll keep a close eye on that. But thanks for the moment, James, for taking the call and running us through the latest at Dundalk.
No problem, David. Thank you.
LMFM Sunday Sport. Your sport, your station.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.